I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hey, I'm Josh Evans, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited to have you here. You know, I had some neat ideas today, what I wanted to work on, because sometimes I find myself doing stuff that's not actually valuable to my business or not actually moving me towards the goals that I want to achieve. And I lie to myself. I'll sit there and I'll be like, oh, I should probably do this. And it helps me feel busy, but it doesn't actually move me towards the things I need to achieve. I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there like this, but I seriously, this happens to me, and it shouldn't, right? That I decide, it's not wasting my time because it feels very valuable, but I end up doing these things I call slacktivities. It's a phenomenal word if you've never heard it before. What slacktivities are, right, as busy or vigorous action or movement that makes no progress but gives a false sense of self-satisfaction. Here it is in a sentence. They would have made more progress on the project if they hadn't been so focused on slacktivities. Okay, so it's a totally made up word. I totally made that up, but it's a phenomenal word. So here's what I'm suggesting to you. You need to eliminate slacktivities from your daily routine. You need to eliminate slacktivities from your daily routine. Now, how do you spell it? I don't even know. Maybe S-L-A-C-K-T-I-V-I-T-I-E-S. I think that's about right. Slacktivities. You need to eliminate slacktivities from your daily routine. And I'll tell you why. I think a lot of us, we get into the office and say it's a Monday morning, right? You get into the office, you have all these things, you have all this long list of stuff that you have to achieve, right? And the hard stuff, it seems a little daunting first thing on Monday morning. I better do some of the things that are a little bit easier that can kind of check off the list. Right, just look no further than your personal or professional to-do list, and we go after the easy things first, right? I mean, if I have to go paint the house and change the oil in the car and take out the trash cans, well, I'm gonna go take out the trash cans first. Mind you, that's an activity that needs to happen. But if in your business, this is what it might look like: you show up to work and be like, you know, I don't want to call that one really difficult to talk to client, so we'll make excuses for why we don't. We'll be like, you know, they're probably not in the office yet. I don't want to bother them first thing Monday morning. I should probably go and check email. So then you jump into email. And most of the time, email's not that valuable. And when you're rolling through it, you kind of see the emails. You know which ones are actually valuable and which ones are not. But you still look at them, don't you? That's a slacktivity. And then you know, 10 o'clock rolls around and we're getting coffee or we're making plans for lunch with our guys. Like, oh, yeah, I've been cleaning out my inbox all day. Or I've been working on email. I've been just, you know, stuck in my mailbox all day. And those are just slacktivities. We know we're not making any progress on business, but it makes us feel like we're doing something valuable. It gives us the illusion. We're just lying to ourselves. We all do it. We do. You know what I used to do? And this is one of the big things that I used to totally do this. So I'd get into the office. I wouldn't really feel like working. This is years and years and years ago when I was first starting business. And I would get in there and I knew I had stuff to do. I had to contact clients and I'd have to fill out paperwork, right? Or do my expense reports. And these are all things that, like, oh, I don't really want to do those right now. What can I do that feels like work? And what I would do is I would go online and I would look up industry news. And I would search through industry news and I'd find articles I found interesting and read those. And if anybody walked by, it looks like I'm hard at work. If anybody was asking what you're doing, it's like, oh, you know, I'm doing this research on you know, these companies or on this thing that's going on. And it totally felt like I was actually working. But you know what? None of that information, none of the things that I was using my time for were actually productive. They were just slacktivities. They were slacktivities. In fact, when I was at that office, there was another guy that I worked with that he would always, you know, print out a few things, or if he saw a couple of articles he liked, he would print those out, and then he would walk super friggin' quickly to the printer, grab them off, and then walk super friggin' quickly back. And I was like, dude, you're hauling ass through the office. What are you doing? You're going really, really fast. What are you doing? He'd be like, oh, dude, you don't know? I was like, no, what do I not know? It's my first job out of college. I don't know. And he goes, well, dude, if you walk fast and you get stuff off the printer, the boss sees it and he thinks that you're working really hard. And I was like, that is genius, but it's also a little stupid, right? Why not actually work hard? See, and the problem is that was a slacktivity. He felt like he was adding value by quickly walking to the printer and then quickly walking back past our boss's office, back to his office. It looked like he was busy. And that's the thing. It's the illusion of being busy. And we have to stop doing this. Because the problem is it doesn't just do that where you're just trying to put on a facade for your boss. It becomes a facade for you. Right? So Saturday, when I'm home with my family, I was like, you know, I got this big list of stuff to do. Oh, you know what? I really should go return that one thing to Costco. Right? And all of a sudden, I've kind of pushed all my other responsibilities aside to go do some slacktivity. Something that doesn't really make a lot of progress. Not that you shouldn't return stuff to Costco. I'm not saying that. But we make excuses for ourselves. So it's not just in the office that's trying to put on a facade for other people. We end up lying to ourselves about how much progress we're making or the things that we're doing. Just the other day, I was in my office and there's a couple of things I really needed to do. But I didn't feel like it. Right? I really needed to do these things. And I don't need to go on a list, but there's a few clients that I have to get in touch with soon. We're working on some projects, and I know that I need to be in touch with them. I know it. But I made up excuses. Like, you know, I should probably clean off my desk. And so, because my desk isn't the cleanest thing in the world. So I start going through. I was like, oh, and look at all these business cards. I should probably organize these business cards by how often we talk and which ones I'm actually currently working with, some potential clients, right? These are people that have followed up with me recently. And so I'm going through, and I'm like stacking all these business cards, and they all end up back on the desk. And yeah, they look a little bit nicer, right? They're neat little stacks. Like, heck, here's a stack right here. Look, they're neat little stacks, right, of business cards, of people's stuff that I do. But it wasn't actual progress, right? I'm not actually doing the stuff I need to do. It was a slacktivity. I was giving myself permission to not really work by doing something that felt busy. And I still have this smug sense of self-satisfaction at the end of the day where I'm like, ah. Hey, you know, at least I got all this done. I didn't have time for the other stuff, but you know, I stacked those business cards really well. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Too many of us run into these things where we see it as a roadblock or it's going to be difficult to do, and we're like, you know what? Instead of focusing on what we really need to focus on, I'm going to put my attention towards something else. Something that may not be as productive, but I feel productive doing it. There's slacktivities. You have to eliminate slacktivities from your daily routine. You have to. It's essential. But why do we do it? Because it's easier. It's easier just to be like, you know, instead of call that guy, I'm going to go ahead and rewrite my to-do list for the week. Or instead of send those 10 emails I have to get out, I'm going to clean my desk. All right? Or I'm going to do some industry research. I've done that so many times, I'm disappointed in myself now because I'm realizing all the times that I've done slacktivities when I should have been doing actual work. That's it. I'm disappointed in myself. And so maybe you should be disappointed in yourself too, because I know if you were to really think about it, you could think about the things that you do just to waste a little bit of time, especially if it's like late in the day and I only got like 45 minutes of work left. I can easily justify doing something that's almost not related to work at all. Under the guise of, it'll make me more productive tomorrow, or it'll get this stuff off my plate for tomorrow. We all do that, right? Don't clock out early. Nah, that's a good term too. Okay, so how can you do it? I'm sure you wonder, okay, Josh, great. You know, you get distracted and you do other stuff. No, everybody does. Everybody does. And I guarantee you do as well. And so if you're listening to this and be like, oh, wow, that's neat. I'm sorry, you can't stay focused on your work, Josh. I guarantee you do stuff as well that's not related to actually being productive. Have you cleaned your inbox of your email? Probably. Have you done industry research? Who here has jumped on LinkedIn to try and, you know, look up a client's name or maybe look up something that's going on? And then all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, you find yourself down in this rabbit hole of like four articles that were linked together. And you're like way off in nowhere land. That has nothing to do with the work you're trying to accomplish. No one's immune to this. Everybody has slacktivities that they do. Everybody has slacktivities, right? I've even seen it in managers, where managers will get up and, okay, I should probably go check on my team. And it's because they don't really want to do the work they're working on, so they'll just walk by and have casual conversations, not even work-related stuff. And I don't mean, it's great for a manager that wants to know about their employees, but I've seen the ones that just make the rounds a few times through the office because they feel productive. They need to be seen. Cool. The boss is coming by, you know, and then everybody else feels like they need to look productive. So they go do their little Slack activity that makes them look busier as well. Look, first, foremost, admit you have some Slack activities. We all do. Everybody does. Everybody's got something that they do to give themselves the illusion of progress or the illusion of productivity. We all have them, okay? So first, just admit that, all right? Good. Now that you've admitted it, let's talk about how we can avoid them, right? How can we avoid some of these Slack activities? First, and I love this, is ask yourself, what's the first thing that you need to do that gets you closer to your goals? Whether it's your goals for that day, that week, that year, in your life, what is the first thing that gets you closer to your goals that day? And do that first. It's not always easy, but you should always go after the hardest thing first. I'm sure you have heard like the eat the frog first theory, which is you take the thing that you least want to do, the thing that's going to actually help you, the thing you least want to do, and go do that. Because if you don't do that first, it's going to be weighing on you the whole day. Okay? So always do that thing that you need to do first. It's essential. It's important. Otherwise, you're going to miss out, and then you have this like dark cloud of like impending doom of something you have to do later following you around. Just do it first. Then it's out of the way. Then you can get on to other things. Stop filling your time with activities to feel productive. All right, the second thing I would have you, and this is a great idea, right? What are five things that I would call crutches that make you feel active? I'll give you a couple of mine, right? So I'll jump into email. It'll make me feel productive. There's never really any super urgent, necessary emails. Right? Or I'll go check some industry news and I'll start jumping around on the internet. I'll look on LinkedIn, and then 10 minutes later I'm looking at like pictures of cats. And I don't really do that, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You can easily get distracted and pull down these rabbit holes, okay? So maybe, or here's another one I do. I just said organize my desk. I do that a lot. Or I should probably go through all my notes. And so I'll go back, months back, and I'll start flipping through notes, and I'll kind of like write down ideas that I got out of that or things I need to follow up on. And while that's a neat activity to do, I'll do that instead of what I'm supposed to be doing at that moment. I mean, there's a time to do all these sorts of activities, and I use them as crutches when I feel like there's something else bigger that feels overwhelming that I have to do. That's pure and simple. Just write down five things that you use as crutches to make you feel active. What are five things, right? What are five things that you do that make you feel like you've made progress but doesn't actually make progress? Write those down. That's not your Slack activities list. Now you know the things that you need to avoid. Boom. You're welcome. And the third thing I'll have you do, if you're going to avoid these Slack activities, right, and kind of eliminate them from your life, is don't give yourself permission to avoid starting large projects. I think a lot of us do that. We give ourselves permission. You know, you see this giant elephant that you want to eat, and you're like, I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start. So instead, I'm going to go over here and do a few other things. Check email. Or, you know, leave a couple of voice messages. Check my social media. No. We need to stop giving ourselves permission to avoid these large projects. I remember about a year and a half ago, I knew I had to revamp my website. And it's a big undertaking. And once you start getting a website, you just kind of build it, and it gets out of control. I knew I was going to have to work with a couple of people to totally revamp my entire website, redo the entire thing, right? We had to do new pictures. We were moving our site name. We were doing all sorts of stuff. We're moving it from Enthusiastic You at the point to Joshua M. Evans. And we're going about this process. And I was just like, this is going to be huge. This is going to be overwhelming. I don't want to do this. I don't even know where to start. Because I don't have to change. Once you change one picture, you got to start changing all the pictures. And once you start changing the verbiage on one page, you have to change on all the pages. And once you start changing links and moving stuff and everything, there's a million moving parts, and it just felt overwhelming. It just felt overwhelming. And so I would do other things. Like, well, you know, maybe I should go contact previous clients, you know, and ask for referrals. Or maybe I should go ahead and reach out to some of the people that I'm trying to work with right now. And I knew I had this big project to work with, but I started doing any other activities that made me feel productive. Not that reaching out to previous clients isn't productive, but I knew what I needed to be doing, and I was giving myself permission to not do that. So I think we all have projects like that on our lists. Even in my personal life, I had projects like this. Our gate to our fence was broken right at my house. Our gate was broken because we had some strong winds, and you know, we live in a wet climate here in Houston. And so, yeah, one of the posts had rotted, it fell, and now our gate's not working. So I had put up just a stopgap, like post, to kind of hold it in place until I got it fixed. And I was just putting it off and putting it off, because the problem is, if I fix just that one gate, then I should probably fix the fence behind it, because it's an old fence. And if I do that, I'm going to have to talk to that neighbor. And then that fence isn't going to match the one that's next to it, because I'm going to go a little higher to match my gate. And then I got to talk to the neighbors behind me. And so it led to one thing, to another thing. And I looked at that thing and was like, that's too big of a project. I'm just going to avoid it. And so I do other little projects, right? Like restack the rocks next to my flower garden, or, you know, expand my herb garden or something like that. I do little projects like that. When this other thing is it's overwhelming. I have to make a lot of decisions, and we're going to do a lot of stuff. And eventually I ended up hiring somebody to come and do the whole thing. But when you look at these big projects, it's very easy to put them off, especially if you have other crutches or slack activities that I can go, oh, you know, this is something I need to do anyway. I might as well just do this instead. So stop giving yourself permission to avoid starting large projects. And you know the saying, right? You got to eat an elephant. You got to do it bite by bite. Start with one bite and then another and then another. It's just taking the time to start it. You have to start. I'm thinking of several projects that I have to go start that I've been putting off. Even today, there's something I should be doing right now, but instead I was like, no, I'm going to shoot my podcast right now. I'm putting something else off to do this for you. Ah, I'm very disappointed in myself. I'm going to have to go back now and rethink this, because now the podcast has become a crutch that I'm using to help me avoid something else. That's crazy, right? How meta is that? I kind of went into this weird logical loop there. But here, look, you need to eliminate slacktivities from your daily activities. You have to avoid these slacktivities. It's keeping us from being productive, and we're giving ourselves permission to feel productive but not really make any progress, right? So there's three things to help you avoid those slacktivities. Here they are again, right? What's the one thing you have to get done? Do that first, right? Write down the five things. Maybe it's less than that. Maybe you just have three things that are crutches. Write down those things. Those are your slacktivities. Avoid those. And the last thing is, don't give yourself permission to avoid starting large projects. Take that first step, whatever it might be. Boom, there you have it. That's awesome. That's fantastic. You know, I recently had a client. And so most of my clients, they're corporate clients. They bring me in. We work together to work on their company cultures. But occasionally I have an executive that'll approach me to help them speak publicly. And they always want the quick fix. Josh, what's the quickest thing? I mean, I understand their time's very valuable, but when these executives bring me in, it's because they don't necessarily think that they can share the information that they're afraid to speak publicly with their team. And so one of my clients, and I won't say their name because we have an NDA in place, but we were working together, and I was brought in, and we started discussing it. So what are some quick ways we can go ahead and you know, get this wrapped up? I was like, look, there's no fast way to be comfortable speaking to large groups. You have to practice. And so they started practicing. And I was like, look, this is how many times I would suggest practicing. This is what I'd want you to practice. This is what I want you to work on and start thinking about so that we can make some progress. And then you can feel more comfortable when you're presenting to your board or when you're presenting to your employees or your shareholders. And so after about 2 weeks, I was like, okay, are you still practicing? Because I knew they had an event coming up. And they're like, well, you know, I had a couple other things come up and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, how important is this event to you? Oh, it's very important. It's the biggest event for our employees this year. I was like, that's phenomenal. How important is you giving a good speech? Like, well, it's very important. I haven't really been able to focus on it because I've had a few other things. And once we started diving into it, they were avoiding it. They were literally avoiding just practicing speaking because they're afraid of the end game, right? Where they're in front of, you know, several hundred of their employees. And they're having to give a speech about not just, you know, the company update, but where they're headed as an organization. And they were so petrified, right, and so scared of getting up there that they didn't even practice because they didn't even want to make progress towards that event where they were in front of their employees. But it's going to happen either way, right? They're going to have to speak in front of their employees soon. And they were just avoiding it and doing other things that weren't important. There really were. Well, I want to do a couple of site visits. I wanted to do it. It's like, well, hold on. Did you have to do this? Well, no. I'd already done them, you know, this month. I was like, were you just avoiding practicing speaking? Like, yes, I was. And so once you call people out on selectivities, it helps them. She didn't even realize it. They didn't even realize that that's what they were doing. And so you need to avoid selectivities. So if you're like this person, right, to where like you have this big impending thing that you have to get done, but instead you're kind of doing all these other little things that you don't, that aren't necessarily important, but make you feel like progress, avoid it. Stop. Those are slacktivities. Stop trying to avoid the big thing you have to get done. Stop doing other things that make you feel productive and actually make progress. All right. Eliminate the slacktivities that are keeping you from being productive. In your daily routine, eliminate your slacktivities. All right, well, that's enough of a rant today, and I should probably get on to my actual stuff that I need to do and stop doing the selectivity of, I guess, putting down a podcast. But look, I'm so thankful that you joined me here. And hey, if anybody out there ever wants to send me a question, or if anybody wants any help with their organization or help even public speaking, if you're at the executive level, I'm happy to help. Please reach out. You can get me on social media at EnthusiasticU, and I only check that occasionally. Or you can shoot me an email. It's info@joshuamevans.com. Or you can check out my website, joshuamevans.com, and reach out to me there too. And I hope everybody's having a great day. We'll see you around.